Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We're told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. We are on day 1,700 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Nelson Mandela, and it is, a good head and a good heart are always a formidable combination. So today's nugget is a formidable combination. The joining of a good head and a good heart certainly makes a person much more well-rounded and balanced. I know some people who have a good head on their shoulders and can work through just about any problem or issue they confront. The problem with only having a good head, though, is that you end up damaging others in the process of solving problems. I also know some people who have a good heart, but don't always logically think through the consequences before assisting others. This scenario can lead to a situation where a more significant problem arises because they were not anticipated. Indeed, a good head and a good heart are a combination that is hard to beat and will produce much good. When you can logically think through a problem and have the passion and heart to help others, it will produce great rewards for the person giving and receiving. The combination can also be found in couples, where one person has a good head and the other a good heart, and as they work together, they can help and complement one another. Keep these thoughts in mind when you have the opportunity. And our passage for today is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,699 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nugget of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.